Blog Talk Radio.
I asked you a question.
I feel her eyes burning into the back of my head. If she could kill me with a look, I'd already be dead. Excited at the thought of possibly two in my bed, I said some shit that I instantly regretted I said. I hid my deception with absolute discretion, only to turn around and give up an accidental confession. I turn to look at her, and she's just standing there. Facial expression says it all. War has been declared.
She said, is there anything you want to tell me? I'm standing there with my head down and I'm thinking, oh no, here we go. What the hell was I thinking? Man, I wish I was drinking so I could blame it on the liquor. Why did I paint the picture? Why did I think it was something that she wouldn't even consider? Now I'm avoiding eye contact as if I owe her money. Trying to laugh it off. Clearly she don't think it's funny. And then she said to me, coming so steady, looked at me like she knew already I betrayed her trust and weighs heavy on my head. And then she said, why can't I feel love? Oh, why can't I feel love? Why am I not worthy of? Oh, why can't I feel love?
Oh. All she wanted was something real, something true. With tears in her eyes, she said, I believe in you. I said, please don't leave. Please don't go away. She said, you broke my heart. How can I say? It'd be a year before I see integrity again.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Yamaj Ade. I have my co-host, Andre Ziegler, on the line. What up, Dre?
What up?
How you doing tonight, homie?
Chilling. Why is it just us two?
Hopefully Taylor will be joining us. I don't know. I didn't get a message that she wasn't joining us, but hopefully she'll be joining us in a second. But, yeah. I know that you noticed that over the course of the last few weeks we've been missing one, Medisa. I did talk to her earlier today. She wanted me to tell everyone that she said, hello, and she can't wait to be back on the show week after next, and she misses you guys and everything, and she's doing good. So we want our friend to join us back on the family soon, so she'll be back in 2 weeks. And let's get this show on the road. We're going to put the disclaimer out there tonight. So, maybe, how can I say, this show is going to have some emotion with it, so there may be some cussing, even though there is no crying on the code, I cannot guarantee any of that. So just grab a drink. I've already grabbed my wine. I hope you grab your shot or whatever it is that you would like to numb every feeling in your body. And yeah, we're gonna do this thing. And what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about this so-called love thing. Love can be so heavy. I'm talking about heavy, right? Heavy. So we're going to try to also keep it light, too, because, you know, I don't want y'all to be all in y'all feelings and then feel like y'all need to blame it on me if you needed to text your ex or whatever and tell them how much you look so sick and whatnot. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to do this tonight. So first question up, like I said, I hope that Taylor will be joining us soon. So the first question is, how would you define love?
Wow.
Yeah, I told you it's gonna be heavy. Yeah, it's gonna be heavy.
Charlie,
and I got some really good answers from earlier. I got some really good answers on one of my posts, so I want to hear what you have to say first, and then we'll kind of go from there. And because one person, she just had me all in my little feelings first thing earlier today. So yeah, you tell me what your definition of love is.
Golly. Well, to me, love is one of the most powerful things there is. And it can be a joyful thing, and it can be a hurtful thing. And it can really, like, mess you up towards trying to fall in love again. And then being in love and falling in love, I think there's two different things. Because you can be in love with somebody but really not fall head over heels for them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And golly. Because it's just like I told you, it's powerful and it's hurtful. Because love will make you hurt somebody.
Oh,
for real, love will make you hurt somebody, and love will make you just hate. It'll make you hate somebody too, but it'll make you just want to love somebody at the same time. It's hard to explain. It really is.
Okay. And you know what? I've heard a lot of people say, you know, love is hard to explain because you have to.
It really is.
It's a feeling.
That's why I said it's powerful.
And you can't really explain the. It's a feeling that you really can't explain. You just know what you're feeling. For me, I get what you're saying, that it's powerful. I kind of feel like love is not supposed to be hurtful. I know that you said it's hurtful, but I feel like it shouldn't be hurtful. Love is one of those things where we're taught that it's not supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to make you feel indifferent. It's not.
Yes.
It's one of those things where you, it's a happy feeling. And so, when it starts to hurt, if it starts to hurt, you have to question, is this love? You know, so you have to kind of, you know, trust your instincts on different things. And for myself, how can I explain love in my own personal definition? Love is something where I can't explain it, because I can say that I know that I've been in love. I know that I love someone. I know that when I want the best thing for that person, it comes from a loving place. You know, that's what I know. And so love can be so many different things, and that's why I'm actually going to read Katie's answer to the question earlier, because it defined it so well for me that I understood exactly where she was coming from. I know what that feeling feels like. I've experienced that feeling, and I think it's hard for me to get back there. So I'm gonna read what Katie said. Scroll here, and this is pretty lengthy, so y'all bear with me. Katie says, love is putting others first. Love is showing how grateful you are to someone that they are alive and in your life. Love is being kind, even when it's even ever so hard. Love is serving others as Jesus served us. You can show others love by being humble. Love is what you make of it. You can love deeply. You can let others see that you love them. You can love without end. You can love unconditionally if you are in Christ. Love is caring, even when it's just a little thing. Love is listening when everyone else is trying to solve the problem. Love is looking into their eyes and feeling what they feel. It's being sad when they are sad and cheering them up. Love is being full of joy when they are full of joy. If there's anything you can do, love deeply without ceasing. That's what Katie had for us today. And that, for me, was like, you know what? Who said you like this? Girl. I had to let her know. I was like, you got me wanting to fall in love again. But, you know, I remember, you know, and that kind of goes into the next question of, have you ever been in love? But I remember falling in love. I remember falling in love with this man and loving him more than, it felt like I loved him more than I loved myself, but I loved him like I loved myself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do anything for myself. Like, I do it. And I felt like I could do anything for him as well. And I would do it. So I get where she was coming from. And I understood her definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, it love. You know, love makes you drink.
And once again, it's powerful.
As I sip my wine, love makes you do a lot of things.
Eat.
Love makes you step outside of yourself. It makes you so listen. So this may be the funny part. Love makes you fat.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
If you ever pay attention to your friends who get into these new relationships and they are so deep, so far into it, and you be like, you know what? You're like, you get a little chunky around the edges. What's going on with you? And all they doing is eat, sleeping, and fucking and and loving.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's definitely something that happens. And that has always been a joke amongst friends that some people have fallen so deep in love that they done got fat. And so, you know, love makes you look around some edges.
Mm.
But I think that love is something that we all need. I think it's that something that we all deserve. Because I hate it when people say, I don't feel like someone loves me. Someone loves you all the time, but they may not tell you all the time. But
yeah,
you deserve love just as much as any other person because you're just deserving of it. And I don't understand why people say that. Like, I did have a comment on my post that says, you know, I don't believe in love anymore. And that life has jaded him to that point right now. And he's good on really just liking someone. And fail to realize that, you know, if you're going to be, if you're going to love somebody, you got to like them too. At least a little bit. You know, if I don't like you, damn it, why do I love you? You know, like, I need to like you a little bit. At least want to look at you every other day.
Yeah.
But I think that love is what it is, and it's what you make of it. And your love and my love may be different. The way I love you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just may be different.
Mm-hmm.
We all will have our own personal opinions about love and its situation. So I sent Taylor a message, but she hasn't viewed it or answered it. So, you know.
Wow.
But right. But my second question, we can just, and then we'll shoot the shit later. Hey, but we're gonna talk about this stuff. And we're gonna talk about this shit because I need to get some shit off my goddamn chest.
Uh oh.
What? Why you say uh oh?
I feel like the part of Eddie Murphy is going downtown. Because it's about to go down. I feel it.
No, I'm not
going
to go down. I'm not going to go down.
Lord, have mercy.
I think, what was the next question? Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to jump into the house. Have you ever been in love? So, and why is love sometimes difficult? I will tell the world, and this is where the therapy may come in, but y'all just have to listen to me for a second because I need some couch time. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
Love piece of couch time. And since you're my best friend, you just don't have to do it.
Oh my God.
So I've been in love before, and the thing about it is that once you've been in love with somebody and it's a true, genuine love, like, you can't see nothing else past this person type love, it is hard to try to date. It's hard to try to, and that's what it is for me. That's why people are like, you're so single, and why are you single? I am single because I choose to be, because I have the shit inside of my heart that I can't seem to jump over. So, yes, I've been in love with someone. Yes, I still kind of love them, but I'm slowly getting to the point of saying, you know what, I accept the fact that this is not going to be, and I'm okay with it. I'm getting to that point. Okay, I'm slowly getting to that point as I continue to sip on my wine and get to that point of being okay. And it's a wonderful love. Like, I appreciate the thought of knowing that I have loved before, you know. And it's not the same love as, like, I have with my daughter, because I know my daughter loves me, and I know I love her because she is everything that – she's just everything to me, and she is hilarious, and she's mine. And I know that love will never fade. But I know, you know, other people's love fades, you know, because people say they love you, but do they really? Do they even know what love is and what love is supposed to look like or what it feels like? Like, have you ever just, like, do you even, like, have you ever just looked at somebody and they're like, I love you, and you're like, do you even know what love is?
Yeah.
Like, do you even know? Like, do you know with inside of your head, with all of that brain you have, do you know what love is? Do you know what love looks like? Love looks like sacrifice. Did someone ever sacrifice so much for you to show you that they love you, and you just be like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Kids. Okay, that's what that is. Oh, okay, whatever. Fuck your feelings. That's how it feels like sometimes.
Mm.
You know, and I hate to I hate to say it like that and it be so colorful, but you know what? I've had a colorful last week. So guess what?
Uh-oh.
Why are you saying uh-oh? Why are you saying uh-oh?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I mean, you already started. You already started cussing and everything.
I don't care. I can't have my rants like I want to because I'm trying not to spaz.
Yeah, because you had, like yesterday, you had one of them moments on that commercial when you just wanted to lift your window up and just yell,
"It's my money and I need it now." I just feel like, you know, it's just, it is what it is. But I want to understand what other people feel about love. And I don't know. And I don't understand why this person is tardy. But anyway, so yeah, have you ever been in love, Dre?
Twice. Two times.
Okay, you did it twice. Two times.
Yeah, got me twice. And then, like, after that, every person that I have dated, I loved them, but I wasn't in love fully. But it was getting to that way. It was getting to that point, and then something always messed it up.
The first person I was in love with messed it up for the second person. Okay. But you know what? The thing, when I think about it, like when I say that, you know, I've been in love before, I think that I've grown to the point now that it's like, I know what love looks like, and I know what I deserve to how I deserve to be loved. So if you present me some shit that doesn't fit with inside of that criteria a little bit,
mm-hmm.
then I'm not gonna do it. And that's another reason why it's hard for me because I know what loving me is like, and if you can't love me like I love me, so how is it that you, how can you love, like, I don't understand, and I'm sure you don't want me to love you like you love yourself, right? Like, love is so confusing, love is stupid, but anyway.
Well, I was in love, and I shouldn't let it get that far because I knew it was doomed from the get go because we was started out as best friends, and she just kept asking me, we should date, we already best friends, we know what we like, and we already be there for each other, blah 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, maybe this will work. And I fell for the banana and the tail fight.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, we started dating, and then her family members got mad. Like, they just turned on me all of a sudden. Because, like, when we was real close friends, they loved me. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'd speak, "Hey, Trey, you come to the house. Hey, Trey, you going to do this?" Like, I got invited to all the picnics and family outings and roller coaster rides and everything, like damn, this
roller coaster
ride. Yeah, like, this family is amazing. Like, damn, what the hell? But, like, they would help me out and shit like that. And then no sooner we started dating. We started out the first 6 months was great. Man, next thing I know, when summertime hit, the one that messed it up was her cousin. But the thing was, me and her cousin, we had a thing for each other, but it was like we never could talk to each other. And then once me and her cousin started dating, the cousin got mad and started throwing salt in the system. You don't need to be all up on the way all the time. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. And so she started hanging with her, and they started dang on going to clubs and all this other mess. After she told me that clubbing is for single people. And so I'm like, okay, well, damn, she the one. The next thing you know, when I knew that she was doing dirt, is because she started accusing. And everybody knows the first person to start accusing is the one that's doing the dirt. Never fails. And all I was doing was working. And then she would come to the house. She checking my car. Like, she would check the hood of my car to see if it's warm. And if it's warm, she asked me, where you been? Like, she would get off work at 6 o'clock in the morning and would come over there and touch the hood of my car. And, like, she wanted to do her thing, but wanted to keep me, too. But I always tried to keep ties on me. And so the night that I knew something was up, like, she kept calling me, are you still at work? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I know it's a snowstorm, but damn, we all still at work. And so we got all workers. And then this thing, I know, we sitting there, we chilling or whatever. And then my boy was like, let's go to McDonald's. I'm like, all right. So we leave work and go to McDonald's. We in the drive-thru, and then I see her car flying through the damn parking lot of the hotel. And I knew it was her car because her son nailed him back. So I'm like, wow. So I go over to the room, and the girl that was at the desk, she had a thing for me. She gave me the key to get in the room, the other key. And one thing led to another, I caught a charge.
Big charge or little charge?
Oh, it was a big one. Because I had to pay for the door. I had to pay for the door. I had to pay for a hospital bill. It was crazy. And that's why I say love is a powerful thing. Because love will make you lose your mind.
Well, you know what? And I get that. Love will make you step outside your body.
You sure will.
You'll see it
jump right out
and
be like, punch that motherfucker in the face. And then you'd be like,
and you try not to do it. Like, you try not to, you know, spaz and punch somebody in their face over some dumb shit. Like, and you know what? And I will take it back. I've probably been in love twice. I have. I mean, me and my daughter's father, we were in a long-term relationship. So I was in love with him. I loved him. And then, you know, something happened, and I kind of fell out of it, you know, And I love him for my daughter. I love him because he gave me awesome children. But like now we're friends. We can be cordial. We can, you know. But
well, y'all got to be friends and cordial because y'all got a bond. Y'all got a child.
But
the chick that did me dirty, she can get hit by bus right now, and I would not care.
Oh, mean pants! Stop it.
Yep, I show up to her damn funeral, sign my name in the book, and get a plate and leave. And they be like, why are you leaving? Oh, I just came to make sure she's dead.
I don't even feel that for the other person. Like, I don't feel that either. Like, I think for me is that I can't love someone so much that I hate them.
As bad as I got treated, that's why I have trust issues now. Because, like I got treated terribly. I mean, like, I couldn't believe that she was doing me like that, and we were best friends. We were that fucking close. Like, she was the first person to drive my car. My mama never drove my car. She was the first. My daddy never drove the car.
My sister never drove the car. She was the first.
Well,
she's the first person I ever spent that much money on. Like, I put a fucking stereo, a car stereo system in your car. Well worth $3,000. And after I put that system in your car, I bought you the leather jacket that you wanted. That was $600. And I bought that damn Chucky doll that was like $100 and some odd. And it stands comes about a waist. It's like a statue doll, but you know what I'm saying? But it was a Chucky doll. But they sold it in Spencer's. It was like $150. And she still got the doll. She posted a picture of it on her Facebook page. And every time I see that picture, I wish that damn doll would come to damn life and just scare the shit out of her.
Oh, God.
And then people ask me, well, why are you friends with her on Facebook? Because I'm petty, and I want her to see how I'm doing, because I know her life is fucking miserable.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yep.
Well, I'm not that person. I want the person that I was in love with to be happy. I want that person to have everything that life is giving them and that they deserve happiness. I want them to be happy. Like, I think that's me. I think that's my part of moving on and getting over. Like, I want you to be happy. I want you to be okay. But let somebody fuck that shit up, I'm going to be pissed.
But my thing is this. The person that did me dirty, saying that she did to me, they did to her, and they did. She'd have been in like 3 or 4 relationships, and they did her dirty. And he puts
that,
a smile
on
my face.
I don't think you should wish. Oh my God, you are a horrible ass person.
Oh well. Because I wasted so much energy and time with that person. That's 7 years. That was 7 long years of my damn life.
You need therapy. Do you need more couch time than I do?
No, I'm over.
At least I said, you know, how can you say you over and you still petty as fuck with the whole situation?
I mean,
you
I'm petty. I'm just petty towards her. Like, my other person I was in love with, I think she did me dirty too, but she won't admit that she did me wrong. Because I knew that it was like, because she kept making up all these excuses to try to break up with me just because her ex had broke up with somebody. And she wanted to be back with him because they went to college or whatever and they had this little fling or whatever. But the thing is, I told her from the get-go that he don't want her. He just wanted to use her. And she didn't believe me. And he did. He did exactly that because the day we broke up, and she broke up with me over something stupid. And then she went back to him, like, how could you break up with me? We were together for 2 years. And the next day, you at his house?
Get over your hurt. I think that's what that
is.
I was saying that you needed some time. You know? Well, I think that, you know, think that you need to couch time with a professional. You look around. Because that's some hurtful type stuff, like to know those things, and you are hurt. And because you love them and they hurt you, you know, things like that happen. And I can't say, I don't know. You know, how I may have made someone feel in a situation or whatnot. And you don't know. Like, I don't know. But I would never, I guess that makes me a bigger person sometimes because I know how to be like, you know what? It's okay. I'll be all right. you know, I loved you and I appreciate you for the love that you've given me. And I now know what I do and do not want. So I'm okay with you. Like, I'm okay. But I promise you. And then, okay. So then my thought process goes to this. If you don't want to be in a situation with somebody, don't leave. Don't play games. Don't leave them on. Don't do none of that dumb shit to make them feel like things are going to work out. They're going to be okay. And then when they pull your coattail on some shit, all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, look. Everybody's grown. Everybody, we're no longer in this high school ass shit. I'm not going to beat you up because you didn't want to be my boyfriend. What I'm going to do is show you how many fucks I give and then move it along. So I can show you better than what I can tell you about me, you know? I think people fail to realize that all you have to do is be honest and keep it real funky. You know, about whatever. That's all you. Just keep it funky. You ain't got the lie to kick it. You ain't got to fake the funk. You ain't got to do none of that. Just be yourself and let people genuinely get to know you and fall in life or love, but whatever, whatever. And so, yeah. It's funny how people can say, you know, they love you one day and then all of a fucking sudden, it's a whole different fucking story the next day. Don't shoot me no shit that you think I don't want to hear. Kill me with that dumb shit. But anyway, I'm sorry. I told y'all this conversation was going to make people jump in their feelings. And I forewarned you about me and my feelings. I forewarned you. I did. I don't sip my wine, bring it down a notch for the world. Was on my Facebook page, and then we had some people respond to it. How did you know it was love? And our great old friend Shamor, she commented about her good situation, about that thing, how she knew it was love. And she said, because he never judged me and only wanted me to have what I desired as much as he could help me did. That's love. Look at that. Look at that. What are you doing? My friend is in love, and she is. I think that people, if they love you, they will, you know, support the things that you do, you know, and also while they're supporting you in the things that you do, they'll tell you that you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're out here doing some fuck shit, I'm sure they realize you're doing some fuck shit. They're going to say, hey, look, listen. Now, that just don't even make sense to your life. Why are you doing it? You know? But if they are so much your yes corner all the time, you have to question it. Like, I don't need you to be my yes corner. I need you to be the person I can talk to you, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong. If I have a fucked up thought process, tell me. Please tell me, because I don't want to be left out here in this world and looking like Boo Boo the Pooh. At the end of the day, I am still a reflection of you when I'm not with you. I look at it like that in a relationship. Like, you are a direct reflection of me. If you out here looking crazy, my friends gonna be like, you know, I saw your boo out here looking like who shot John. Sir, why? Why are you doing this? Why are you out here in the world embarrassing me? So, that's how I feel about that thing and whatnot. So, love does include back to India. And the reason, right, and so we're probably going to shoot the kid for a little bit. As well, so we kind of talked about, I kind of think we feel like we talked about a lot of stuff with love, and love is just so complicated and make you want to punch somebody in the eye. Like, maybe that's my therapy. I need to punch something. But, I'm going to tell you something.
That shit crazy.
That damn quick. I don't know. But yeah, I think that, here's my look. Because we're going to do a series about love, because these are the first three questions. I got like 21 questions. And I know y'all are like, what is your life about? Why do you have so many questions about love? I'm so questions and concerns, and I'm pretty much looking at it like, y'all are my guinea pigs. Oh, guess what? Don't go down that way. So, that's, but we're not going to talk about it every single week until I finish my questions. We're going to space it out a little bit because, like I said before, love is heavy. Love is a heavy subject. It's heavy. It weighs on you. Love keeps you up at night. Love just does so many different things to your being that I don't know. I just understand that I never want love that makes me that shit crazy. And when I say that shit crazy, I'm talking about just out here just doing dumb fuck shit, like, you know, don't love me so hard that you feel like I don't need anybody else but you, and you decide that you want to take me away from the world. Because you can't get over the fact that you love me so much and you got to take it away. No, I don't want that type of love. Don't bring that type of love around here. I fight people. But I need to laugh. So Dre makes me laugh. Say something funny.
White pants. Same white pants. I think it was meant for me not to go to church here tonight, because I think that's where he at. Aw,
man. You're not
going to
do this today. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this today. You're not going to do it. No. Stop being petty. I'm not in the mood to be petty with you today.
Oh, no, you've been petty all week.
I have not been petty all week.
Yes, you have. You got to think before all of this stuff happened yesterday.
What did I do?
Just think.
I didn't do anything this week. Like, I don't know. What did I do?
What have you been missing in your life?
I don't know. I had one tonight.
Oh, you know.
I hate your life. Oh, God. I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know. How long have I been missing it?
I don't know. You tell
me. A month?
Yeah.
Probably a month.
Almost.
Well, until I get whatever it is I'm missing, my attitude going to be on what? Thanks.
And that's why you got an attitude.
Whatever. That is not the reason why I have an attitude. I have attitudes because of some other fuck shit.
Oh, so that ain't why you got attitudes. You know what I'm talking about.
I hate you. Oh my God, I hate you. Why?
All right.
Why do I talk to you every day?
All right.
Multiple times.
All right.
Okay. Stupid. No, I don't feel like.
But she said 10 minutes. Where's she at?
I don't know. But I feel like this year, I'm trying not to let my attitude be stinking. I'm trying, but people keep pissing me off.
Yeah, it be like that sometimes.
And today, I had several thoughts. And I've had to listen to this, right? So, you already know I don't share every single one of my thoughts with the world.
Mm-hmm.
But my thoughts have been so extreme to the point of I have to even question myself about why in the hell am I having this fucking thought?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Even yesterday, while I was out there in the park working out and whatnot, I had a serious random ass thought. Okay? That's that. And that might be why I got finished so fast because I was walking fast yesterday. And then early in the day, I had a series of thoughts. And I was like, how is it that, and I think I shared these on my Facebook page. My series of thoughts today was, how is it that I have a fucking front row seat to this fuck-ass shit? That's what it came in my head. I didn't put the curse words on Facebook, but in my head, that's what I said. You know? And I'm trying so much to try to control my thoughts because I just am. And I'm trying to be a bigger person. I'm trying to be a better person sometimes. And the world just won't let me be. Just won't let me be safe in my own profit.
Just won't let you
won't
be.
Just won't let me be. They want me to show out. I feel like they want me to show out on the world.
Won't. Just won't.
You know? And I don't want to. I don't want to do it because if I do it, it's not going to be nice. It's not going to be cute. It's not going to be pretty. Everything that I am is not going to be. It's going to be ugly. Shut up, Trey. I know you just had a thought. Shut up. Your own head. Shut up. But I just feel like I'm on the edge. And I feel like I'm about to fall off soon. That's what I feel like I'm at risk. I'm at that point. I'm at that, and I feel like I'm going, I do it. Yep. It's going to happen. I'm going to go down. Yep. And so let me ask you this. After you... And this is another question that I just saw that someone had asked in my inbox, so I'm going to ask you. Do you still believe in love? After being in love and being out of love and going through with all the things that you've been through, do you still believe in love?
I do to a certain extent because it's like it never fails with me. It's like I get there, and then next thing you know, something happens. And it's like I just got to wait for it to happen.
eventually it's gonna come back around, but you know. I just gotta wait for it. There's somebody out there that's gonna sweep me off my feet.
What? Why should I sweep you off your feet?
Because every time I sweep somebody off their feet, it never fails, man. It's like I can just do
everything for this person.
Yeah, it's like they'll fall out. Like a lot of people fall out of love with the quickness. You can do something. All it takes is one thing, and they'll just be like, "Fuck it." And they can't look over that one thing.
I don't think that's love.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
when me and
Miss Lawyer, when we broke up, it was over something stupid, and it's like she did it, but it was dumb because she didn't believe in it. Like, she just want me to do everything and just be broke, and she have all her money left in her stuff. Like, what the hell? And then I gotta beg and ask for this, that, and the third. No. It's a 50-50 thing.
Hey, Taylor. Welcome.
Hi, people.
Hey, girl.
Sorry for being tardy to the party. Yeah, everything's fine. Just, had to deal with a couple of things.
It's okay. Listen, we've been over here talking about this love thing, girl. We've been talking about how crazy it makes us and why we want to punch people in the face. But we're gonna keep talking about it. We're gonna figure out we'll come back around to you. I wasn't asking you about some things. So, but the question that's up now is like, do you believe in love? Do you believe in love?
Oh, I absolutely do. I do believe in it, and I think that everyone has that one for them. I do. I absolutely think everybody has that.
There's a person for everyone.
Yeah, there is. Like, Mm-hmm. I think that there's a person. I think that there's just one person for everyone. And whether you find them early in life in, your 30s or 40s, or whether you find them later on in life, it's just that one person for you. And it's definitely not going to be easy. Sometimes you're going to question, like, why you're going to just automatically just like, this ain't going to work. But no matter what, it's still going to be that one person. Whether you meet when you're 20 and things don't work out, and now fast forward another 20 years, now you're 40, that's still your person. No matter what changes you go through in life, that's still who you meant to be with.
I kind of just put your thought to my life, and I was like, you know what? Nope, not no more. I don't think so. Nah, make some insides turn. But hey, that's me.
I think so. And I believe, and I have faith that you two will come back together,
nope.
And it'll come full circle,
nah.
And you two will be happy, mm-hmm. happy, happy. Yes, you will.
Not this time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not this time.
You're not gonna wait. You're not gonna push. You're not gonna push my faith aside. Okay, that's what you're not gonna do.
I was getting ready to say, you know, I appreciate you having that faith and whatnot. And I used to have that same faith. You know I did. But
mm-hmm.
nah, I'm okay. And this is a part of, you know, what you missed a little bit, because I was telling Dre this. So this show is going to be a piece of my couch time, because I got, like, not, and I said it earlier in the show, that not everybody knows that that's the reason why I don't date, because I'm not over something or someone. I'm not over it. And I'm a little bit over it, but every time that I get to that thing, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm festive. Yes, we are moving on. Oh, shoot, I met somebody that's kind of cute. Yes, like, that's where I'm at. And I'm okay. And then they'll do something that will pull me back in. And I'll be like, you know what? Okay, maybe. And then the next day, they'll do some fuck shit. And I'll be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm done. And I personally, and this is from my heart and my mind, I can't do it no more. My heart and my mind has said, you know what? You've given all that you have to this person to show them this is what this is, and they have yet to acknowledge the fact or even try. So that's what I mean. That's why I understand that you have faith, and I thank you for having faith. So, you know, so, you know, it is what it is to the world and to life. And I still believe in love. I think that one day I'm going to fall in love with the most awesomest man, and he's going to do what Dre said and beat me off my feet and just be, you know, like this awesome, straight, just great guy. And I hope he comes along. I hope he does, and I hope I don't miss out on him because of how I feel about someone else. And Dre, I know Dre thought about it. He was like, but wait a minute. You could have, and you should have, but that situation is different from this situation. So, yeah. Yep. Love things. Sometimes. So, yeah, that's, and I believe in it. I like to see other people in love. I like to see them do that shit. Like, hey, I'm here for the wedding. I'm here for it. I'm going to cry and everything. I'm here for it. Hey, look at you having babies. Hey, I'm here for it. But I think it's not my time yet. And now I'm getting old. Now, if I get any older, guess what? It's just going to be me and my child for the rest of our life. It's okay. It's all right. It's just the two of us. We're all right. Oh. What in the world? But I'm here for love. Yep. I want y'all to fall in love. You ever been in love, Taylor?
Yeah, once. Yeah.
How did that make you feel at that point?
I don't even think I could describe it. Like, I think I was a completely different person. Yeah, I was a completely different person then. I don't know. I was just, I don't know. I don't know. I know, like, it was like us against the world. That's what it was. It was us against the world.
So you oppressed, you say it felt like you were pressed against the rope?
It was just me and him. That was it. That's all that, me, him, and the little one. That's all that mattered. That was it. We could do anything, go anywhere.
All you needed was right there in that little space.
Yep.
Just I can understand that. I know what that love feels like. That's what it's just you and him against the world. That's all it is. You know, I understand that love. That's that love I've been in. Yep. Sure enough, as my name is. But hey, now it's just me and my kid against the world. So I think that's where I'm at. Like, I just wanna feel the love that I feel for myself with someone else. And I'm trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is about to be a side note like hell, because I need to understand why the hell one of my neighbors is blowing the fucking horn at this time of night, and they leaning on the goddamn. Now, if I was deeper in my wine glass, I might go outside. I might. Give me a second. I'm trying to figure out, it's 11:30. Why are you acting a plum donkey ass fool outside? Leave us stand, but anyway. But yeah. So, yeah, do you feel like people, this is a question, because I'm actually having a full-blown conversation in my inbox with someone about love and whatnot, and do you feel that after, in this whole relationship thing, do you find yourself harder to fall in love? Like, even though you know you believe in love, do you find yourself, find it harder for you to fall in love with someone?
Yeah, because I'm not that same person anymore. Like, as I'm getting older, there are a lot of things that I'm working on with me, and there's a lot of things now that I will not tolerate now that I did before. So it's kind of like, I know I'm way more guarded with my feelings and my thoughts and things like that now as opposed to then.
And what about you, Dre?
I thought Dre was in love. He posted his girl all over Facebook.
You know what? I'm going to put you in that category with the host over here. How you looking at my post, but you never like?
Because I think it's stupid. That's why I don't like it.
It ain't damn stupid. These damn jokes ain't damn for free. So you're going to be just like her when I blow up, she ain't. Don't be asking for no Corvettes and no motherfucking Lamborghini.
What?
Get your ass a bike.
I'm not asking
damn
you. Asking you for nothing.
Okay.
Just little teeny tiny self. You can have a little itty bitty car.
Okay.
Girl, you
just,
better leave.
Just on my page, being nosy, just like everybody else. Look,
I wasn't. See, here's the thing.
All the time on y'all two pages, so it's all good. I'm going back to both y'all's pages and taking all my damn likes back. Sick of this shit.
Will you do that? I'll be just fine without your likes, Dre.
Okay.
I'll be okay.
He ain't gonna take him back, girl.
I ain't worried about it.
But girl, leave Patricia alone. She showed her. Well, wait a minute. I don't like the fact that they have showed up at the baseball game yesterday all of a sudden. Leave Patricia alone, though. Even though she ain't got no arms. She got a big head and a little body.
Okay.
As I finish up this bottle of wine. Oh, yeah, honey.
Okay.
It's been one of them weeks. Okay? It has. I've managed to finish a bottle of wine. I ain't killed nobody, even though I want to lay hands. God knows I do. Oh, that was another question. Wait a minute. I got to write that question down for my other people's work that I got to do. But I forgot. Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. Y'all just wait for it. Wait for it. We just not talking about love right now. What else y'all want to talk about? We got 30 minutes left. We can talk about something else. Because like I told y'all before, love is heavy. Love makes you just... Why does it feel like love is so overwhelming? Like, it takes a lot out of you sometimes as you think about it. I guess it. Hello?
Okay, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about this whole Facebook Live button.
Okay, go ahead, listen to that.
Okay. I feel like Facebook Live is cool if you're at an event. If you're, you know, things of that nature, you're at an event, you're at a baby shower, something like that. Okay? I don't think you should use Facebook Live if you're sitting in your house rolling up. I don't think you should use Facebook Live if you're sitting in your house getting your hair done.
Unless you're doing a tutorial or some shit.
Okay. But see, here's the thing. You got to have more than a quarter of hair to do a tutorial.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Church of Latter-day Saints. Dear Lord.
I don't think you should be using Facebook Live if you're just sitting on the couch.
Okay.
These are just my observations as I'm scrolling down my Facebook page. Yep.
You know what? I'm going to be really, really honest. I only look at certain people's Facebook Live. Because they usually have something to say, or they're entertaining, or like on Wednesday night, Shamora goes live for the wind down, so we do that. So I'll watch that portion of it. And then you have the people who are constantly live, like they are every other update. That's just a gun live. That's just a gun live. If you don't get your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. House
be looking crazy. The baby running back and forth, but the diaper been on the baby for 19 hours, so the diaper around his ankles, yep, all that.
Yeah. I just can't with some people. And do you ever realize how often some people update stuff? Do every morning I wake up to like 30 fucking updates from like the same fucking person. Like, why the fuck are you doing all this shit at first thing in the morning? It's not even, the sun is not completely up. The sun is not even all the way awake. What are you doing? And then, by 8 o'clock, you are Facebook Live. Why? Can you enjoy your life to me? I can't with all of that. I need some juice in my system before I can give you an inspirational talk. I don't even need coffee. I need some juice. And then Dre probably going to laugh because he know how much juice I can have. So, I need that little that little corner of juice so I can function before I can do anything else. And I don't understand why people do it. And then you have the people who just sitting there just looking at the camera and not saying nothing. You're creepy. You have issues. You have issues. Don't even.
Yeah, I just can't be bothered.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. And then also, I have Snapchat. I hate the people that just play music on the Snapchat and just make like duck faces and shit. And then they have the filters for the iPhones, so it's like dogs and beetles and all types of weird shit. I'm over that too.
I don't have Snapchat. I'm not one of those people. I'm not a snapper. I don't do that. Leave that to everybody else. Not my thing. But I'm trying to figure out why these grown ass women got these the shit around their head. You understand? I don't understand it, so therefore I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Mm-mm. I don't snap up a chat. Bitch better have my money. Sorry, that was random.
No, that's how I feel about that too. There's some people out there that owe me money. I'd like my money.
See, Dre?
Here's my problem. Don't be like in my inbox, like, hey, what's up? What's up with my money? Like, do you have my money? No? Okay, conversation's over. Like, I'm not enough for us to talk about.
Maybe I'm not in my inbox. Maybe I'm having a real life Blonde Street moment. Why are you laughing at me, Bray? Bray.
Why are you having a Blonde Street
moment? Because I don't understand what that question is. And the stuff I've been drinking, so I really don't understand what the question is.
Wow.
And you know, it's been a long time since I really, like, had, you know.
The dramatic music.
Maybe I'm having to ask a question to figure out the question. Okay. And this is probably going to sound really old because I'm using a word that old people use. Like, I literally just typed out the word courtship, so y'all just have to understand y'all. Yeah. Like, yeah. Are you going to be courting? Like, how do you court a woman? Like, that's what we're talking about at this point in this inbox. So, y'all. I just need to understand. Y'all, don't judge me. Yeah, please don't, y'all. It's the weekend, and I feel like I need more than this wine. I feel like I need a shot of Hennessy Black. I feel like somebody's son is going to get their feelings hurt at some point. I just feel like it in my spirit. What?
She's feeling in her bones.
What? What's your face?
Oh,
I was saying Rick James, Feel It in the Bones.
Taylor Dre said that earlier that the reason why I have a second attitude is because I've been without something or whatnot. He didn't say what the something was, but that's what he said. And he said, oh, my attitude is fucking changed.
Oh, it's been a while since you had some pain, so now you're angry with everybody.
Wow. He just really put it out there. Wow.
Okay. But Dre said it first.
I didn't say it. She acted like she didn't know what was going on, like she didn't know what we were talking about. I didn't say what was going on. But thank
but
you for saying it.
But you said it first. I just said it, so
I did not say it.
You said that. She just said you said it.
No,
the way he said it, he didn't say it. Like, he didn't say those words. He was like, you just need something. And I was like, what? He was like, it feels like you've been missing something for a while. I was like, missing what? And he never said it. Thank you for telling the world that I haven't had any penis, and so therefore I'm a bitch. Like, what? I think that poor guy. I can't take you all. But my life sucks.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
If you all, okay, question. So this is why I'm confused in this inbox. See, what do you, okay, the question is, do you see yourself looking for love in a traditional sense? And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean in traditional sense? Like, what's traditional? Like, because I need
an explanation on that, please, because is there a non-traditional love? Like, I don't, yeah. I'm going to need a cliff note for that. I don't understand.
I'm typing. So. And they probably gonna be like, what kind of word? Okay, non-traditional. We're not gonna say untraditional. Non-traditional. Okay. I don't know what it is. I think that people with love is like what we defined love earlier in the beginning, like the real beginning of it. We kind of defined what love was. But when you look at it, I look at sometimes with, if you look at it like that, based upon traditional and non-traditional, is anybody's relationship really like traditional? Like your relationship may work for you while my relationship may work for me. So our love is still love, but it's just our type of love.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like my relationship with whomever, if I ever get into another, our relationship may be different, you know? He may like certain things that I may like, and you may not understand what we got going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this question is, and hopefully he'll answer it while we're still talking.
Mm.
I don't know. This wine is good, though. I'm going to drink all of it. As I found myself at the bottom of the bottle. What? I did good. I did say at the beginning of the show that this may cause some tears and some emotions. Now, I did jump in my feelings for a little bit, but I did not cry. Be proud of me, because sometimes talking about certain things makes me cry. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
I'm glad I didn't either. It could be because I'm in the lack of the other things, because I have no emotions. Yeah, I kind of noticed it about myself within the time period that when that kind of stuff goes down, I have like a little bit of no emotions like to it, you know. So yeah. So okay. So I asked a question on Facebook: did people believe in love? So I'm gonna read y'all some of these comments, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So Corey says, not our friend Corey of the show, but a guy named, he says, yeah, it is a feeling you have and express for someone or something. Honey says, I'm not sure anymore if she believes in love. Cecilia says, yes, she believes in love. Jeff says, temporary love, overtime love, ain't shit. But I'm trying to figure out how to see that. Okay, but anyway. Alexis says, yes. Our friend of the show, Corey, says, absolutely deep, passionate, sustainable love. Wax Alexander says, yep, it's real. Nicole says, yes. Just loving when these people have these names, like Young Ambitious says, not anymore. So my thing is this here, because one of these people on this list, I have watched their relationship go real far downhill via Facebook, because that's where they put it up at. I've watched their relationship between him and his wife go very sideways. Where, remember me telling y'all about the people, like, they were calling each other hoes and shit, but they couldn't see each other's stuff because they had blocked each other?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, them people. I recently saw one of the people at a function, and they had brought their new boo. Now the new boo looked like dirt. Good case. Who am I to judge what your love is like? I said to one of the other party goers, I said, you know what? I just want you to know that that person's life entertains the fuck out of me, Facebook, because that is terrible. And the fact that they said something on here today, it leads me to believe that they are somewhat bitter in their situation. And I feel that love cannot live in a bitter place. So that's why people say, you know, not anymore, or I am unsure, because I feel like bitter maybe trying to creep in. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, did I still believe in love, I would have told you, no, that's some fuck shit. You get all of my amply round ass. That's what I would have said about love. Yes, I still feel like love is stupid at times, because love does stupid shit, and that's me putting love to a person and saying that love has done something stupid. I believe in it, and I feel like one day it'll come full circle. And so I feel like the people, they're bitter. Like, I feel like it is. And I never want to be in that bitter state ever again. Ever. Because that is not a happy feeling. Bitterness takes over a lot of you. It takes over. It makes you very cold-hearted. It makes you very unapproachable. A definite wall does go up. And I tell you all this because that was me. I was that person. I was. And I feel like, and I almost went back there. I almost did. But you know what? I'm thankful for prayer and wine.
There you go. Can't go wrong with that.
Prayer and wine did it. The more I drink wine, the happier I am. Yes. So this is the conversation that the person and me in the inbox have been having. They believe that love won't ever be traditional again. And so I think that they were trying to figure out what I thought traditional love was, but I don't think love is quite traditional anymore. You know, I think when people think about traditional love, like, oh, boy meets girl, boy courts girl, girl falls in love with guy, you know, and if they met at a point where they're both still like virgins and they wait to get married and then they have sex for the first time and they have kids. Like, that's, you know, that's what I think people think traditional love is. People don't meet each other traditionally the same way anymore. Like, people don't just walk up to people and say, hey, how are you doing? You know, they depend on social media today. These dating websites, you know, different things. And so I don't think people don't even have traditional athletes. So I think that's what he was talking about. That's where he was going with that conversation. And he and I will probably continue to have a conversation after the show. But but this is also, you know, because I'm not going to say that out loud. I'm not going to say that out loud. Anyway. What, Dre?
I ain't said a word.
What? Because you talked about me last night. You and Shamor talked about me last night. Now what?
Oh, you talked about your boo thing too?
I don't have a boo thing.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But no, I had purpose last night and they thought I was trying to be nasty and whatnot, and I wasn't. I was just sitting there. Oh, thank
you.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have reached our top of our hour. And so we're not going to get into any more trouble tonight, except for me. I'm going to drink the rest of my wine. And then I'm going to continue to text and message somebody's grown-ass son. And, yeah.
Oh.
And then I'm going to enjoy my 3-day weekend.
Just somebody, though? Somebody's son?
I mean, he got a mama and a daddy. Somebody's son.
Oh. Okay.
Somebody's brother, uncle, cousin. He's somebody to somebody. So, yeah. And then I'm going to leave y'all on this note, and Dre is probably going to bust out laughing. I ain't calling them no bitch. But the bitch got showing up like I was goddamn bitch. See, I needed that laugh. I needed it in my life. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So, actually, next week I will be out of town. So we will not have a show next week, but we will be back on the 15th. Okay. Which is Dre's birthday weekend. So bring the hoes. We're going to have some strippers and some whatnot. And we're just going to have a good time. Then we're not going to talk about no emotional ass shit. We're going to talk about bitches, hoes, and whatever else comes to mind. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to wild out. Oh, wow, well, I have not been dating, like, forever. We old as shit. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, next week, no show. Y'all have the week off. And then we'll be back on the 16th. And we're going to turn up. We're going to turn it up. For Dre's birthday.
Okay.
I'm going to bring the big booty holes and shit.
That sounds like a plan. All
right, y'all.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Well, we're going to be down with the get down. So y'all have a wonderful rest of your night. And enjoy your 3-day weekend if you have one. And... yeah, be good to each other and go rub on somebody's butt for me. Okay? All right. Good night. Good people.
Good night.
Peace.